Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending October 18th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Minister of Tourism wants employers to join tourism pension plan. Jamaica's Minister of Tourism, Edmund Bartlett, is encouraging employers in the country's tourism sector to participate in the Tourism Workers Pension Scheme. The program is slated to go into operation early in 2020. The first of its kind plan is designed as a contributory scheme for the estimated 350,000 full-time, part-time, and self-employed and contract workers in the tourism industry. It will cover all tourism sector employees. Bartlett stated tourism workers deserve to have financial security at the end of their tenure, and urged their employers to participate in the scheme. Musician Sean Paul to be awarded Jamaican Order of Distinction. Sean Paul, Jamaican dancehall superstar musician, will receive the country's Order of Distinction, Commander rank, on National Heroes Day. The honor will be given in recognition of Paul's contribution to the international promotion and popularity of Jamaican reggae music. Paul, who was born Sean Paul Francis Henriquez, will join 142 other Jamaicans to be honoured on National Heroes Day at King's House on October 21st, 2019. This week's Caribbean news. Venezuela to hold position on Rights Council of United Nations. The nation of Venezuela has attained a seat on the United Nations Human Rights Council. The country won the seat despite objections from other Latin American advocacy groups who called attention to what they said is Venezuela's appalling human rights record. The UN General Assembly held a vote to select 14 new members for the human rights entity, which comprises a total of 47 members based in Geneva, Switzerland. The Council's mission is to protect and promote human rights around the globe. Members are elected for staggered terms of 3 years on the basis of region. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaica to be feted at 2019 Soleil DXB Lifestyle Event. Soleil DXB, an annual lifestyle and pop culture festival, will be held at the Dubai Design District on December 5th and 6th, 2019. The festival, which began in 2010, will, this year, offer Jamaica as its theme and feature the culture and music of Jamaica with the various Jamaican musical genres highlighted. Soleil DXB has become a major platform for creatives in the fashion, music, and art sectors to showcase their work. This week's business news. New distribution center being built by CariMed in St. Catherine. Ground has been broken in Bernard Lodge, St. Catherine, for a new distribution centre for CariMed Group Limited. Prime Minister Andrew Holness participated in the groundbreaking on October 16, 2019, for the first phase of the project, which is scheduled to be finished by December of 2020. The facility will comprise 258,000 square feet, located on property along Salt Pond Road. It is designed to be the home to the administrative offices and warehouses of the organization's consumer goods division. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Kanye West to bring pop-up pray service to Emancipation Park. American superstar, songwriter, rapper, and entrepreneur Kanye West is scheduled to bring his pop-up Sunday service, complete with a 120-voice choir, to Emancipation Park in St. Andrew on Sunday, October 20th, 2019. Jamaica's Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment, and Sport is leading the effort after Minister Olivia Grange received a call from West's advanced people requesting the opportunity for him to stage his praise and worship service on the island. West West has been holding these services in various locations around the world and has Jamaicans working with him to facilitate the event. This week's sports news. Connie Francis named head coach of Sunshine Girls again. Connie Francis is happy about being reappointed as the head coach of the Sunshine Girls and is looking forward to moving the team past its recent disappointing performance. Francis, who has considerable experience and who brought Jamaica to the Fast Five Netball World Series in 2017, will return for her second time as head coach. The team, which is ranked fourth in the world, have not medaled in the World Championships since 2007 and performed poorly at the 2019 Netball World Cup. Now its sights are set on facing England, the world champion New Zealand team, and South Africa in the Quad Series in January of 2020. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.